Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 65. It's our Christmas show. Tonight we have a very special guest with us. Say hello, special guest.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Santa. Christmas.
Hi, Santa. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you doing tonight?
Good. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about what we did in Guns. So since you're our guest tonight, Santa, what did you do in Guns this week?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to get out and do any shooting because of all the toys I got to make and the elves that are working hard. So, unfortunately, none of us got out shooting, but we're going to right after Christmas.
Well, you deserve it. You're going to have a break after Christmas.
Well, so, I know there's a lot of guns on some people's Christmas list, so I'm sure you're busy making guns too, Santa.
Yes, that's true. We're making a lot of them.
And we're going to find out who is naughty and nice tonight, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, George, have you been naughty and nice? Just kidding.
Well, since Wanda doesn't listen to the show, I can... Just kidding.
So what you doing, Guns?
You know what? I haven't been out shooting, and I really don't have an excuse this time, because my work... Yeah, I'm off on holiday, so I've got no work schedule to complain about. And I finished off all my schooling, so I don't really have any excuses this week. So I will graciously place myself under the bus for the thump thump this week. Thomas, thump thump away.
Thump thump.
Maybe you can get out this week, though.
Yes. Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. What about you, Tom?
I didn't do any shooting either. I changed some optics around again. My 22A. Has a Weaver mount, not a Picatinny, so the hollow sight won't fit on it. So I got stuck putting the hollow sight on my 22-45, and I put the red dot back on the 22A. And at least the hollow sight's day bright. I also I don't have any end cells, so I couldn't test out the sight. But I'm not going anywhere to get batteries. Wally World would be crazy today, so I'm not going to get any batteries.
Yeah.
So yep. It'd be nuts. So I'm putting all the optics back on the pistols, but I should have a new 22 with open sights arriving soon so I can reshoot the pistol challenge target.
That's good.
Did you see Brian's target?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Oh, man. It was a perfect target, and it's going to be almost impossible to beat with those groups. So great shooting, Brian. I'm just waiting for the CFO Ontario to transfer my Grand Power K22 Extrem. It's in. So I doubt I'll have it before Christmas, though, because past history, you order a gun at Christmas time, and you're going to be waiting weeks for the transfer.
Yeah.
So the CFO slows right down. Either they're backlogged because the huge Xmas sales that they're making, or some of the officers are on vacation, or it could be a combination of both.
Well, I think it's a combination of both.
Yeah, traditionally, I order anything before November, which I did. So mistakes happen, nothing I can do about it. But NAS has been really good to me from the beginning, and Chris and Lauren have taken very good care of us, and we appreciate their service and support for the charity shoot. Oh, and I was talking to Thomas, Mr. Uzi, but I guess we'll get to that later.
Sure, okay.
I got a quick question. When you say a 22-45, what is that? Is that a 45 but chambered in 22?
Like it's a 22 blowback, but the bottom grip is the same grip angle as a 1911.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so it's just a little bit smaller. You have to put bigger grips on it to get a proper 1911 fit, but it's the same grip angle. It's very comfortable to shoot.
Okay, I've heard that term before, 22-45, many times, but never really had heard anyone explain what that meant or what it was.
Yeah, that's just their model number because it's a 22 that looks like a 45. Well, the bottom end looks like a 45.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought.
My top looks like a Buck Rogers ray gun or something.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
I didn't do really anything this week. First time ever. Went to SFRC, did some Christmas shopping, but that's it. That's it. Kind of boring, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're taking after me.
That's all of us. None of us did any shooting.
I mean, that's the first for you. You usually shoot every weekend.
I know.
You're the most active shooter out of the three of us.
Well, we had a teenager convalescing at home, so it's been a week of that. No shooting for us, and shopping for Christmas. So, anyways, so guns and news. Story one. George, take it away.
All right. Colt Canada lightens rifle weights for soldiers and police. This is from David Pugliese, of the Ottawa Citizen. Colt Canada unveiled its new lineup of rifles recently at the SecureTech trade show in Ottawa at the end of November. The new MRR, or Modular Railed Rifle, shaves about 3/4 of a pound off the weight of the current rifles. To do that, Colt Canada has reduced the number of rails on the gun and has instead installed a Magpul M-Lock attachment system. The gun also comes with a Cerakote. Thank you. Finish. So anyone doing the new Shooter Canada drinking game, George has mispronounced his first word. Moving on. Allowing law enforcement, military units, and hopefully civilians to select the color they require. Colt and Trigger Tech of Etobicoke, Ontario, have developed what it calls the first frictionless release technology that enables triggers to achieve zero creep. Colt Canada will officially roll out the MRR at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada in January. So basically right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're also considering producing a commercial/civilian version of the MRR if there is enough interest in the market. And I think the interest will probably heavily pinch on the price point. Mm. I'm guessing.
I think Brian will be one of the first to get it, though. So, you know, MRR.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think? Just kidding. All right. Anybody else? Story one want to talk about?
Hold on. Let us get our step stools out so we can catch that one. That was a zinger.
I wonder what the retail for.
Well, we just said that. We don't know, though, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what it'll be. If it's going to come out like a $2,000-plus rifle, there's only going to be a very small market that's going to be paying out that kind of money for one of their rifles, right?
It depends. I think they're, what, 18? It's going to be over 2 grand of taxes, at least, probably.
Right.
But a lot of people would buy those. When they first introduced the Colt AR, they got bought out. There was a limited supply, and they got bought real fast.
Zero creep.
Mm-hmm. A new trigger system?
Creep. I like lots of creep. I am a load of creep myself.
You're a load of creep?
I am.
I'm singing in the background. So. Anyways.
Thomas, story two. No,
yes.
Thomas, story two. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got an email from the CFI. They're doing something to stop the Ontario ammunition. I think it's Bill 101. We have an ammunition law in Ontario. So I'll just read you what they sent me. The CFI is urging the provincial government to amend the current data collection process required for the purchase of ammunition in this province. And I would like to ask your assistance. Currently, when we buy ammunition, we are required by law to provide our names, address, and age. This process leaves us vulnerable, as not all stores are careful as they could be with the list that they perform. And technology makes it very easy to get information. All somebody has to do is just point a picture and take a photograph, and they've got the logbook. The list provides criminals with easy, instant access to the names and addresses of firearms owners, thereby placing our community at risk by targeting break-ins and creating an overall public safety risk. We are asking that the process be changed to our name, PAL, and expiry date to ensure that our information is accessible to only the proper authorities and our homes and our families are safe from harm. And I know from past experience where logbooks have been stolen and houses have been broken into. Despite our repeated requests from the Minister of Public Safety, the Minister has failed to satisfactorily address this issue. We have made our concerns known to all of our MPs, and we are now asking your assistance to apply pressure to ensure that is effectively and immediately addressed. So please take time to write your MP. They are currently at home until the beginning of February. They have their winter break. A list of addresses can be found here, and we have the website included.
Now that's your MPP.
MPP.
Not your MP. So,
which is the same thing.
No, it's not. Member of Provincial Parliament.
Right.
I think
the
biggest store that does this is Walmart. When you go to buy your ammunition, they require that they want to see a driver's license, and I refuse. They don't take your word what your address is. They want a second piece of ID at Walmart.
And they're making a valid point. When they're not saying we don't want to give zero information, it's none of your darn business what we're doing. Like, they're not saying that. They're just saying, like, if the CFO Hold on, I just scrolled all the way down to put that link at the end so I can get it in. Where did they say? They wanted it to be our PAL, our name, PAL, and expiry date.
Right. Well, those, that's all the CFO is enforcing. CFO, I've actually spoken to the CFO myself a few years ago, and they've actually tried to get rid of it too at one point.
But what I'm saying is that information is only going to be useful to the authorities. And exactly. they're the ones that would be in the need to know. Again, I follow in the... If I'm buying ammunition, it's no one's business. I've got a PAL, and I shouldn't have to be, you know, being put into a book. But, all right, it's the system we have. But that should be sufficient.
There's a reason why your PAL does not have your address on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we ask for them not to be on them. You know, you lose your license and somebody finds your wallet. Unless you have your driver's license in there, they're not going to know where you live.
Well, I think most people are going to have their driver's license in their wallet. But, you know, I think this is a reasonable request from the CFI, and it's logical. Mm-hmm. So, I can get behind this.
Well, the problem is before we came out with Bill C-68, Ontario introduced its own ammunition laws. That's why we have, I believe it's 101 on the Ontario books. It came out in 94. So, the stores that are enforcing it are actually following the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're supposed to take down the information. But it doesn't say that you have to have a driver's license. That's my pet peeve, is they ask for that second piece of ID.
Right. They do.
Yeah.
And you're not obligated, really.
No. You know what I do? In all honesty, whenever a store asks for my address, I give them 777 Memorial Avenue, Orillia, Ontario. And that's the CFO's address. That's what I do. Because the CFO will have my address.
They do.
Yeah.
So what's new in the industry?
Thanks for taking over there, George.
Just moving along.
So what's new in the industry? So I actually did the what's new in the industry this week. I wanted to talk about the Magpul Hunter X22 stock. Kevin got one last week. He had to order it from Red Deer, and it came through the mail. He had to order it because of the fact that there's not that many in Canada right yet. But it's quite awesome. He put it on his Ruger 10/22, and it looks beautiful. So, anyways,
You didn't shoot it this weekend, though, did you?
No, we didn't. So let's talk about it. Here's the product details. The Magpul Hunter X22 chassis is ergonomic, full-featured stock for the Ruger 10/22 rifle. It's made of high-quality reinforced polymer. The Hunter X22 features an ergonomic grip, adjustable length of pull and comb height to fit a wide variety of shooters, multiple sling mounting options, and it does, a non-slip rubber butt pad, and the M-lock slots for accessory attachment. So the Hunter X22 fits standard Ruger 10/22 long rifle pattern rifles with no gunsmithing and a reversible barrel tray, which ensures proper fit with a factory pencil profile as well as the heavy bull barrel. So it's quite beautiful. And it's got a 60-degree grip angle for the bore axis. It's got the adjustable length of pull from 12.5 to 14.5 with some half-inch spacers. So it comes with actually two half-inch spacers, or two spacers that you can put onto it. So it's actually quite nice. And it has a non-slip rubber butt pad, again, quite nice. The optional cheek risers, so you can get a couple of kits. You can get some with a 0.25, and then it has the 0.5, or you can actually get the 0.5 and the 0.7. So those are separate. I think it's $25.99 or $29.99 for, depending on which ones you get, for the cheek risers. What else? It's compatible with all capacities. It's factory Ruger 10/22 magazines. It has the quick disconnect swivel capacity in the rear for the optional sling mount. So it's available in black, flat dark earth, stealth gray, olive drab gray, and green. But the colors are really limited in Canada. We did get a flat dark earth. But it was really hard to find that. So, anyways.
We got.
Well, okay, Kevin got it. But let's be honest.
I know, that's why I said it.
So he got a flat dark earth. but we will be using it And pricing is anywhere from $199.
Will we using it?
Okay. I'll use it too. It's his gun. But anyways.
Yeah, he sent me a video on it. It looks like a really nice stock.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay. You know, like, is that the tray and the barrel? You actually just take a couple screws out, and old channel can come out. So you can use most of the time. It's either for a factory or a bull. It's the first one I've seen that accommodates both rifle or barrel lengths thicknesses.
Okay, I've got a question here because I'm seeing this, and this was in one of our news stories. M-Lock slots. Is this a new rail system that's out?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's new.
Because I've never heard of it. I've heard of the Picatinny, and I've heard of the Weaver, but I've never heard of M-Lock.
I'm assuming it's some type of locking system to quickly remove stuff from the rails.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. M-Lock is a Magpul brand.
So it's like a quick disconnect?
Right.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep.
I don't use rails, because I don't have any guns that have rails, so I don't mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that sort of stuff. Not yet.
Now, Kevin is waiting. I went into SFRC on the weekend to see if they had one of the M-Lock quick disconnects, and they don't. No. So he's waiting for one. So, yeah, anyways, the pricing on the disconnects are about $24, $25 as well. And the pricing on the actual stock is anywhere from $199 to $124.99. So just depends on where you're going to get it.
I like the grip angle on it.
It's really nice. It fits really, really well. Yeah, she fits well in the shoulder. Yeah, I just, it's a nice gun. It'll shoot well when I go down to Michigan. Anyways,
I'm looking at 10/22 stock. So the only thing it doesn't weight, it doesn't list, is the weight of the stock. I'm curious how heavy it is.
Yeah, they had that information as well. I probably can get that for you, but I didn't put it in here. It's not that heavy, but it's also not that light as well. So it's in between. So we do have an interview that's coming up with our guest tonight. Yes, we do. Santa, you're still there?
I was just going to say, we didn't lose Santa, did we?
No, Santa's still here.
How you doing, everything. Santa?
I'm doing just great.
So, Santa, thanks for coming on to New Shooter Canada. We know that I didn't actually know that you were a shooter, but apparently you are, and I know that you're really busy, so thanks for making time with us. So, how long have you been shooting there, Santa?
Well, about 3 or 4 years now I've been shooting.
Yeah? You do it on your downtime?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, what do you like to shoot? Do you like pistol, rifle? What do you like?
Well, I do have a pistol, and I do have a couple of rifles. I kind of mix them up a bit. I prefer the rifle, the SKS.
Oh, cool.
Does it have a Tapco stock or
that
a wooden
is
stock?
Awesome.
It has a wooden stock.
Okay, that's good at least.
Yeah. So what? I know that Mrs. Claus is there. I heard the clock in the background, and I know that she's been feeding you cookies. Does she like to go shooting with you as well?
No, she doesn't like shooting at all.
But she supports your shooting, does she?
Yes, she does.
That's good. That's a very, that's good. So we actually got you on to do a naughty and nice list, right?
Yes.
Okay, so can you get up the list? Okay, you do have it there. Okay, so why don't we actually talk about, the co-hosts here. What about Thomas?
First again? Jeez.
Well, we have to go with the naughty first, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
So Santa was...
That's exactly true. You got to go with the naughty ones first.
So, was he naughty?
Yeah, Thomas, yeah, he's naughty, for sure.
Since he's naughty, what is he going to find under the tree this year, Santa?
Well, he's probably going to find some coal, but he may also find a brand new X-Trim to replace the previous one, used one he had before, and 12 copies of Firearms Outlet calendars.
That's why he's been naughty.
Not your reason.
All right. So, what about the other co-host there, George? Naughty or nice?
Oh, he's nice. You know, he's done pretty good this year.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, he has.
So what about under the tree for him?
Well, he seems to have quite a few guns, so I think what I'm going to give him this year for Christmas is some time. You know, some time for him to go shooting before he starts his new job.
Yeah.
Handgun fundamentals. course with Firearms Art Solutions, training at the gun club.
Okay.
And a 22 pistol that actually works.
Hey, oh, Santa.
Use one of those. Yes.
Santa.
Yeah, not a paperweight there.
Come on. Be nice.
And what about Kelly Santa? What's she going to find under the tree this year?
Well, Kelly, I think, is pretty nice, too. She's doing pretty good. Nice. A rifleman's patch from Apple Seeds in Michigan.
Cool.
And no bulk ammo in a box this year for Kelly.
Oh.
The mixed-up ammo drives her OCD crazy.
Yeah,
it does, actually.
So I will make her ammo come in nice, tidy little boxes.
Oh, good. Awesome. She'll appreciate that. Then she doesn't have to take them all out and sort them out, put them in all the trays.
Drives me insane. Seriously. Okay. So now that we got everybody on the podcast covered, let's talk about some of our friends of New Shooter Canada. We always mention Stacy. Now.
Stacy.
Yes. Was she nice, naughty Stacey. Or nice this year?
Well, actually, I have her. Oh, okay, I have her on the naughty list this year.
Really?
Really? Oh. Yeah. Stacy.
Okay, so what's she getting under the tree this year?
Well, some apple pie moonshine.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And a bundle of patience to manage the boys.
Yeah, we give her hassles.
Yeah.
And I did make sure that Sam I Am made it home for Christmas this year.
Oh, excellent. Good stuff.
She'll be happy
good
about
stuff.
That.
To be happy.
Yeah. That's her. Yeah, that's what she wants. What about Brian Bolivar?
Well, he's on the naughty list, too.
Really?
No. Brian?
Yeah. Yes, he is, yeah.
I think he'll be surprised to hear this, Santa.
So
what is he getting under the tree this year?
Well, I think I'm going to give him a service championship win.
Really? But he's been naughty, you're going to give him a win.
Yes, yeah. Well, that'll help him get
on the nice, nice list. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Actually, it would probably. So what about his partner in crime, Ken Kowalski? He's a pretty good guy. Has he been nice or has he been naughty?
Well, yeah, he's nice. Actually, he's extra nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that describes Ken, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get all the parts he needs for his Clockzilla.
Godzilla?
Yeah, Clockzilla built.
Oh,
and maybe
okay.
Some more exotic creatures for his collection.
Oh, he'd actually really like that, too. So, Glockzilla and some things to put in his zoo. Awesome. So, have you heard about Filthy?
Yes, actually, I have.
Oh.
Really?
I already know what he's list he's on. Okay.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, all stormtroopers are naughty. They drink too much beer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, so do I really need to know what is going to be under the tree for him this year?
Well, I think I'm going to give him a blaster that is sighted in.
Oh,
that was something handy.
He might actually be able to hit something when he shoots at it.
Yeah.
And maybe to enjoy his retirement in peace. Away from any of the rebel scum.
Okay.
And I think maybe a treadmill should be under the tree for Filthy, too.
Yeah, we've seen some of his pictures lately. Yeah, treadmill's a good idea, Santa. What about Trevor Furlong?
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Well, he's a nice guy, so I kind of thought maybe a championship win at the World Games.
Santa? Is he going to get the tanfold Leo that he wants under the tree this year?
Or the 19?
I'm not going to really give you that information because he may get the 1911.
Okay. So it's going to be a surprise?
Yeah. And I'm confused about what this kid wants.
Yeah, I think he is too. Yeah.
Yeah, he changes his mind more than he changes his underwear sometimes.
He had a tenfold deal. I think it was a stock 2 or stock 3. I sent him a brand new sight. He had the gun all tricked out. Didn't have it a week, and he sold it again, and he bought a 2011. A couple of 2011s, and then he sells those, and now he gets a tenfold deal again.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been on the nice list.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
okay.
He is.
Can you actually put some good word in with him about or with the people in the world championships as well? We want him to get a world championship.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I don't like to interfere too much when it comes to championships, but I'll see what I can do.
Okay,
thanks.
And be nice to Christine. She's a sweetie.
Okay. What about Matthew McClatchy?
Uh-oh.
Well, I have him down as naughty too.
Yeah, I actually thought he was going to be on the naughty list. So, what do you got under the tree for him?
Well, I think I'm going to have a stocking full of groundhog poop. Courtesy of all groundhogs everywhere.
Yeah, they have their faces blown off.
Oh, my goodness.
And more kittens for Jewel.
Oh, even better. She just got a kitten. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, she did.
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. What else, Santa?
I was giving Matt a hunting dog.
Oh, awesome.
For his armed hiking. But he was extra naughty this year, so he got a cat instead. Just saying, you know?
I'm sure Jill.
Okay. I'm crying.
Now, what about Kevin Latham? He's got to be on the nice list. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I have him on my nice list, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm calling shenanigans on that one. I'm calling shenanigans.
He is nice.
He's very nice.
Okay, what's it getting under the tree?
Well, Kelly's getting her own membership, ammo and guns.
No.
Yep.
I think you'll like that.
And what else?
Anything else?
Yep, and a rifleman's patch to go with his maple seed patch. Nice. And maybe a new Glock AR.
Colt
AR. Glock AR. Give him a conversion kit.
That's awesome. He'll like that. Oh, you know who actually, you might know this guy. Red Ranch. Do you know? He talks with a funny accent. He comes from Ohio.
First name's Mark.
Yeah. Now, is he naughty or nice?
Oh, he's nice. I got my nice.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he is really nice.
He is a very nice man.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah. So what about him? What's he going to get under the tree this year?
Grace's hot sauce over top of 9mm ammo.
That'll fit him.
That sounds like an odd combination, but
a new ATV.
Oh, excellent.
And more children.
He can always use more kids.
He's got four girls already, doesn't he?
Well, he's got to try for a boy, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. Keep going until you get the boy.
I'm sure Red will agree.
All right. So Brian Sheets and Jason Groves can't leave out the other Ohioans?
Well, you know, I got them on the naughty list, both of them.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah. Well, you know, more people wanting to do Valkyrie Defense Groups courses and taking it out of the state.
Actually going to be able to do that? Thank you. I think that they will appreciate that, even though they've been naughty. Yes. Especially the short one.
The little wee one.
All right. So we have a new guy on the list. His name is Adriel Michaud.
Oh, you mean Frosty?
Yes, that's it.
See, you knew him because of his name, right? In the North Pole.
I think he's actually related.
Oh, is he?
Okay.
Okay. So, is he on the naughty or nice list?
Well, I have him on the nice list.
I think that's because he has to put up with Trevor and Matthew.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, so...
You know him pretty good.
Well, yeah.
You haven't let me down yet.
Have you... What's
Frosty
going to
find under the tree?
Well, I think he's going to find lots of hunting gear to review in 2016.
Okay.
And a big bottle, and of course, I'm also going to give him a pretty big bottle of Tylenol for his headaches that he gets. Well, when he's with Trevor and Matthew, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, actually, I was talking to this guy last night, Jasmine. Jasmine St. Andre. Is he a naughty or a nice guy?
Oh, he's a nice guy.
He really is, actually.
Yeah, he really is, yeah.
Okay, so what is he getting under the tree this year?
Well, a new podcast. And,
finally.
Yeah.
And the Quebec government to ditch that silly gun registry.
Oh, that'd be great.
If you've got any pull there, Santa, we'd really appreciate it.
Well, that I'll work on, for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, what about Sticks? Sticks with the Arm Squirrels podcast there.
Yeah, he's nice. You know, he's on the nice list. So, that's where I got him.
Okay. What about under history?
Well, I'm going to give him a letter to give to the people at the border, so he won't have any problems getting across the next time, like last year, how we took the charity shoot.
That's a good idea. Yeah, he did have he was missing something, I think.
Yeah, you have some pull at the border, don't you?
Yes, I actually have pull. I have pull at all the borders.
Yeah, see, you just have to. You can fly in, fly out, and you even get armed escorts as well, don't you? When you fly over Canada, you know, when you're coming in, I hear that.
Yeah, they keep me on radar for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay. So, who's next on the list there, Thomas?
We have the lovely Jill McClatchy. How has she been this year, Santa?
Oh, she's been nice. She's been doing pretty good.
And under her tree?
What's she going to find under the tree?
She's going to find a pal.
Excellent.
And maybe a nice... Yeah. And
after
maybe
4 years
a
of harassment.
Nice...
Stop cutting off Santa.
Sorry, Santa.
And maybe a nice 1022 with all the bells and whistles.
Oh, cool.
And you can see Jewel getting her maple seed patch soon.
Oh,
that's
excellent.
Awesome. Yeah. That's what she wanted to.
Yeah, she likes shooting rifle.
Okay, Santa, we have a couple of listeners we wanted to ask you about now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Sarah and Mike Hissen, have they been naughty or have they been nice?
I got them under both categories this year. I got them under naughty and nice.
I could believe that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, so what's under their tree?
Hold on, which one's naughty and which one's
I was nice? Just thinking the same thing.
Well, actually, I got Sarah down first, so I have to say she's naughty, and say Mike's nice.
Lucky Mike. What are they going to find under the tree this year, Santa?
His and hers IPDA gear.
Excellent.
Maybe IDPA gear.
Yep.
And maybe even a horse for mounted SASS shooting.
Excellent. So some cowboy action. That's good. So, George, do you want to ask about the next guy?
Okay. What about Mr. Uzi? Now, you know him as Thomas from Alberta, but we affectionately call him Mr. Uzi, so we've renamed him. Is he on the naughty or nice list?
Nah, I got him on the naughty list.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about leaving a return ticket for him this year. It's a charity shoot.
Oh, excellent.
But he was too naughty this year, so.
Sorry, Mike.
No, that's Thomas we're talking
Thomas?
About. Mr. Uzi.
I think he's pretty nice, though. He's sending a lot of stuff for the charity shoot.
He is. And I was chatting with him Saturday night. And
me too.
I think we're almost going to name him an official member of the charity shoot planning committee.
I think so.
Yeah.
So he's going way above and beyond.
Yeah, he is.
What a normal listener is. So, but we'll
talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on a future show. So, Santa, right. I don't know. He may qualify for the nice list at least next year.
Well, I think that he's actually, he will. So, okay, Santa, I have to ask. We have this guy, his name is Mike, really, really nice guy, and he writes into the show all the time and he listens, but he also double loads 22. So, is he on the naughty or nice?
Well, I've been kind of keeping an eye on that, and, it's not very nice to do that, so he is naughty, but not so naughty, I mean,
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is he finding under the tree this year, then?
Well, obviously, we're going to have to make sure he gets some new barrels and receivers for all the guns that he's damaged by his double loading, right?
Yeah. I'm sure
okay.
He's lost a lot of money.
Yeah. Thank you, Santa. That's very nice of you. All right. So we met a couple of guys. We met Mario and we met Rick at the Maple Seed recently. So can you actually tell us which list they're on?
Yeah, Mario and Rick are pretty nice. They're good guys.
Yeah, they are.
So they're on the nice list.
So what are they getting for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to give them some tickets to Michigan, a couple of rifleman patches, and some pimped...
Pimped.
Pimped up. Pimped out Ruger's 10/22s.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I'm sure they'd love that. Yeah.
All right. I think we're almost done here. So
we made Santa George... say pimped. Well, he does have multiple hoes, right?
True.
All right.
What about RJ Woods?
Thank you, Thomas. Santa?
Yes, I'm
here. He's changing his list and putting me over to the naughty.
I am. I'm actually doing that thing.
I'll go back
so
on
what
you.
What about RJ? I think you've met RJ, haven't you?
RJ Woods?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's a nice guy. Got him on the nice list.
That's good. So what's he going to find under the tree this year?
Well, I think what we're going to do with RJ is give him another entry to the Daniel Shaw and Tommy Gun course.
Oh, that's
cowboy
awesome.
Cowboy action shooting, holsters, and guns for roll.
That's nice.
And a full class for younger upcoming courses.
Good. Okay. Good.
But for upcoming courses.
Awesome.
We're hoping to get to one of his courses soon.
Yeah, so they're in London, so we'll have to actually come and maybe stay with Santa.
We'll sleep over at Wanda's again. You can come visit.
All right. Oh, we have Miss Edith. Now, Miss Edith, if you don't, she sticks better half. So what about her?
I got her on the nice list.
Yeah, she really is.
She is very nice.
Yeah.
She's cute, too.
Yes, Thomas, she's cute. So what's she going to find under the tree this year?
Well, I think we'll give her some 5.11 tactical gear that she can wear while concealing that fits and looks good.
Well,
and maybe an M1.
An M1 Grand?
Grad, yeah, an M1 Grad.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
She'll like that.
She's been waiting a long time for one of those.
I know. And finally, on our list, we have Toby and Melissa. So,
I got Toby down as naughty, and I got Melissa as being very naughty.
Oh, lucky Toby.
All right. What about them? What are they going to find under the tree this year?
Well, they're going to find a clock gear, a 4.1 grade point average, and a smoking hot car.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Toby's going to finish his car.
And Melissa's going to keep up her grade point average. So, good for her, and some clock gear, too. That's awesome, because women, we like our Glocks. And that's our final list. I don't think we have anybody else, so... Anybody else you can think of, guys?
Nope.
Yes, actually, I can think of one person.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That wasn't down here.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah, and that's the... And that's George's dad.
George's dad. That's right, George Sr. Do you have him on the naughty or on the nice list?
Oh, I got him on the very nice
list. Oh, shenanigans.
Oh, good.
I'm calling shenanigans on that one. I know the man.
What's he going to find under the tree this year?
Well, he's probably going to find a drone and maybe some ammunition and a few other things like that.
Oh, flying target.
That's good. Anyway.
Exactly, a flying target.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Santa, for coming on the show and going over the naughty and nice list with us. I think that we actually have some very nice listeners and nice friends. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So on to the next part of the show. We were going to do the 12 Days of Christmas, and I had one that was already done up. But as I was doing mine, Kevin was working on one as well, and he actually sent it into us. And we decided...
And you're going to sing it for us, right?
No. His was much better than mine, so I'm going to actually read it off. So here it goes. It says, "Hi, guys. I saw Kelly working on the 12 Days of Christmas and couldn't resist sending in my own. Here it is." So he says, 12 range trips, 11 jam 1911s, 10 cute guests, 9 interruptions, 8 Stacy's mentioned.
Stacy.
Stacy. 7 lost recordings. Oh, yeah. 6 recited show notes, 5 called shenanigans. 4 plugs for Slamfire.
Never heard of them.
3 ecotechs.
2 cowboy guns, and a thank you for listening and downloading.
And subscribing.
Cheers, and Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
This is much better than mine. That was awesome. Three codex. I should have sang it. Anyways. All right.
For plugs so for Slamfer. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
What's her name?
Stacy. All right. So let's go on to events. So, Thomas, do you want to tell us about the podcaster charity shoot that's happening on the 25th in Brockville?
June 25th, Brockville, Ontario, the Canadian Podcasters annual or sixth annual charity shoot, fundraiser shoot for Soldiers On. So if you haven't heard about it, check out our Facebook page, get yourself signed up, and we've got a lot of stuff coming up for the charity shoot this year.
And if you haven't heard about it, start listening to the show all the way to the end.
Right.
Because we mention also, it at the end of every show.
Also, if you want to get into the group where we're talking about it, message us and we'll add you to the Facebook group as well. Because there's a page for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyways, I'll do the one for the 2016 SFRC IDPA Ontario Provincial Championships. So the Eastern Ontario Shooting Club is hosting the SFRC 2016 IDPA Ontario Provincial Championships on May 15th, 2016. That's actually the day of the match. There is something the day before as well. And it's brought to you by the Emma Source, which is SFRC, my favorite place in the world. And there'll be it will host an 8 stages with a minimum around count of 113. The match fee is $65. And anyone wishing info can email IDPA at eosc.ca. So it's in Rockland, Ontario as well. So if you're interested in going, that's where it is. George, you want to tell us about the one in Montreal?
Sure. From our friend Mario in Montreal, his range. CRAFM. I don't know if that's an acronym or if that's a
name. Yeah, it's
okay.
It's an acronym.
Okay,
it's an acronym.
Okay, cool. So his range CRAFM on January 29th, 30th and 31st, the club is hosting the MIC, which is Montreal Indoor Challenge. It's a level 3 IPSC. Still some good spots available. Details can be had on the club site at www.crafm.com or email info@crafm.com, or you can check the show notes and the links will be in the show notes so you can access them quite easily.
Sounds like a radio station, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, anyways.
So listener email.
Okay, so let's go to listener email, why don't we?
Sounds like a great idea.
All right.
First one is from our Facebook page, and it's just this is from Matthew from the Geeks, Gadgets, and Guns podcast. There's just a side note, there are at least 2 variants of the Aguila Super Calupia ammunition, whatever it is. I never had to say it last week. This is the ammunition that you're talking about on last week's show, Kelly?
Yep.
He said the most obvious way to tell the difference is the pistol variant is in a yellow box and the blue is rifle safe.
Cool.
He's got a video posted of him and Heinrich shooting it through a 21-inch barrel. And, of course, due to the nature of the ammo, we checked it out on a few rounds first before filming it. So if you've never listened to their podcast, they're quite hilarious. If you want to learn how to properly move a trailer, go back a few episodes. There's a good trailer episode in there. Just saying.
All right.
And there's a link to a video, right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay, and again,
video in the new sites. Or,
right, and he said, actually, keep up the good work, and the show is quite entertaining. I'm sure this one is.
Thank you for writing in, Matthew.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, there are 2 variants to it. There was a yellow and there was a blue box. Yeah, but the one that we had, it was only safe for a pistol. So, Mr. Uzi, again, George.
All right, Mr. Uzi wrote in. This is in response to what Kelly and I kind of touched on last week when we were discussing stripped uppers.
Right.
And I questioned the $5.99 stripped upper
price point
that had a whole bunch of stuff on the upper. So, Mr. Uzi wrote in, George is right. George is right.
Silence.
George
Cricket.
Am I reading that correctly? George is George. Right? Oh, yeah, that's what he said. George is right. Kelly is wrong.
Yeah, that never happens.
A stripped upper, which the IUR is not, Emphasis was added by me, not by Mr. Uzi.
Right, and it's not a stripped one, because it actually does have a barrel, and does have the gas block, and it does have the gas tube, and it does have the handguard, and the dust cover, and the forward assist, and the charging handle.
The IUR is no, only...
And the IUR was only missing the charging handle.
But doesn't IUR stand for incomplete upper receiver?
Yeah. No. Anyways, go. I ruined the whole entire email. Do you want to go back and do it, George?
No, I think we got the most important part out of the way at the very beginning there. George is right.
That doesn't happen often.
And I was chatting with him, and he was saying that he knows this for a fact, because right after listening to the show, he went and picked up his IUR upper.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I knew that the IUR upper was only missing the charging handle and the BCG, as he says. But, yeah, when I was talking to them, and they said it was like a stripped upper. So,
yeah.
You're right. I'm wrong. Doesn't happen often. Make the note. That's a date.
You did. Several times.
And this is going to be recorded, and, like, it's going to last forever up in
all right, whatever.
Podcast land.
Thanks, iTunes Mr. Uzi. So we do have an iTunes review, so thank you. I don't have to go to bed crying tonight.
Did you write this, George?
No, I am a Packers fan, I am Canadian. But no, this isn't mine.
Okay.
This is coming from a Canadian Packers fan. He says it's balanced and informative, and he gave us 5 stars, by the way. This show is great not only for the new shooter, but for those who have been shooting for a while. Great range topics discussed without any over-the-top right-wing spin. Entertaining. I think tonight's, as I said, is entertaining as well.
Thank you, Canadian Packers fan.
Yeah, and thank you. As I said, I don't have to go to bed crying tonight. So if you actually do want to give us an iTunes review, that would be lovely. If you do, it means we'll get actually moved up in the ranks, and we'll get noticed a little bit more in that as well. So thank you. So also Facebook, we have 562 likes. So keep sharing, keep liking, keep telling your friends and family about New Shooter Canada, and thanks for supporting us, everyone. And thanks for keep liking us. So that's it.
So closing comments.
Closing comments. Santa.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So do you got any closing comments for us, Santa?
Well, those of you that are on the naughty list, I'd like you to try a little harder next year to get on the nice list, and maybe we'll run it by everyone again.
Okay, sounds good. We'll give them another
Merry Christmas to you all. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa. Thanks for taking time out, too. And, I know you're busy.
Thank you for having me on.
There he goes. Look, bye, Santa.
Bye.
Bye, Santa.
Bye.
George.
Santa's a punk.
Closing comments.
Oh, I thought you were asking me for my comment on him. Bye, Santa. Okay, closing comments. Just want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. I'm not sure if we're doing a show next Sunday or not, so if not, have a Happy New Year, everybody. And Merry Christmas, and that's about it. Thanks for listening. It's been a wild year.
It is.
Thomas kind of got me back into the podcasting, and originally it was going to be every 2 weeks, and then Stacy got us on a weekly schedule. Stacy.
And Stacy.
And then that came along.
Yeah, and I don't think we've missed a week, or if we've missed a week, it's only been maybe one or two over this past year.
I don't think we missed any weeks.
Yeah. We haven't missed any weeks since I've been here.
Yeah, I didn't think we did. No. So it's been a wild year. It's really, really been awesome. Our stats are growing, and I'm very humbled by this past year. So just want to thank everybody for downloading, subscribing, and listening.
Did you see the picture display that Jess put up with the playing cards?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't that humbling? Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was really nice.
We're in somebody's man cave. We're in our
baby cave. Room, aren't we? We're in the baby cave.
Is it the baby cave?
That's the baby's room.
Oh, serious? Oh. That'd be scary looking out at you, George.
So Baby Roe is going to grow up looking at us and slam fire.
Well, I thought Filthy would terrify the kid, but apparently Filthy's good with the kids, so.
Anyways. Thomas, what about you? You got any shout-outs?
Christmas shout-outs. I'm going to give a shout-out to my mom. A couple weeks ago, a friend of hers on the show posted a comment. She doesn't have any contact with her family now at Christmas time because her parents are so anti-gun that it's actually destroyed the relationship with her. It just makes me feel grateful that my mom's always been very supportive of my shooting sport. She's the one who got me my first 22 bolt action Winchester Cooey back in grade 5. And then in grade 9, she got me a little semi-auto 22. So, and then she made me join a shooting club, which was cool. And if you look at my range bag, I would bet at least 30 items in there are Christmas presents for my mom. Every year she gets me something shooting related. This year she's getting me a shooting mat. I've got earplugs, mag holders, holsters. She always buys me something shooting related for Christmas. So
that's awesome.
I just want to thank my mom for the love and support and keeping me involved in shooting sports since I was a little kid. So thanks, Mom.
That's nice.
Awesome. What about you, Kelly?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to... I got two things. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Mr. Uzi. Thank you, Thomas, for being a huge support of the shooting community and also for New Shooter Canada. Truly, I do want to thank you. And also for offering to send guns not only to last year's charity shoot, but also to this year's, too. And you're chatting up the shoot and sending guns as well as basically sponsoring the event has meant that the shoot is going to be the best yet. And so thank you for everything. And... you rock. Seriously. You really, 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 really do rock.
Yes, he really does rock. Yeah. Do you want to say what Thomas has been doing?
I will save that.
Yeah, we're going to save that. But just to say, he rocks.
He does.
The other thing that I wanted to say is Santa was going to say this, but I think that he's already left and gone. So we'll say support all your firearm advocacy groups, every single one of them. And get out there and support them and join the groups. So, because he was going to say ho ho ho, and then Buddy's gone. So.
He had some pimping to do.
he's going to pimp out his drone.
Yeah, he did. All right, so that's the end of the show. On that note,
Kelly, you're supposed to keep us in line here. I thought.
Yeah, I'm going to put pimp there.
So on that note, Kelly.
So. Until next time, keep your barrels pointed downrange and smoking.
Take a kid shooting.
Keep it classy.
Good night, everybody.
Catch you guys next week.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
I'm putting you all on the naughty list.
awesome. George, you were super. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.
That was hilarious. Oops. Twelve range trips, 11 jam 1911s, 10 cued guests, 9 interruptions, 8 Stacey's mentioned, 7 lost recordings, 6 recited show notes, 5 cold shenanigans, 4 plugs for slam fire, 3 ecotex, 2 cowboy guns, and a thank you for listening and downloading. There, I sang it. You can put that in the outtakes. okay.